This year's wintertime sea ice extent was the sixth lowest since the National Snow and Ice Data Center started keeping satellite records in 1979. Walt Meyer is a research scientist at NSIDC.
In winter, we used to be about 16 million square kilometers, which is about double the lower 48 United States.
Based on this year's satellite records, Meyer says winter sea ice covered roughly 15.13 million square kilometers of the Arctic. That's roughly 10 times the size of the state of Alaska. It's also equivalent to more than 337 billion football fields.
We've kind of lost about a couple million square kilometers, million and a half or so, you know, on the order of about 10 to 15% of that. So that's kind of more maybe like the eastern seaboard of the United States in terms of the ice loss.
Meyer says recent Arctic sea ice records show a more pronounced seasonal cycle. Data show more of the wintertime sea ice that does exist is first-year ice. That means it develops each winter, but melts as temperatures warm in the spring and summer.
You know, it used to be, like, for example, from Barrow, Alaska, you would often see things open up and have some open water on the coastline for a while. But you could, you know, fairly easily take a boat out and maybe, you know, reach the ice edge. But nowadays, the ice edge is much farther northward and much farther away from the coast, and much more of the ocean is exposed during the summertime.
Sea ice acts as the Earth's air conditioner. When it reflects sunlight, it cools the planet.
But now when we lose the ice cover, the ocean is much darker comparatively to the ice. That absorbs all that solar energy that's coming in upwards of 24 hours a day, and that heats up the ocean. And that goes into, you know, when you're changing that, you're kind of, it's like your air conditioning is running out of coolant. It's not as efficient in terms of cooling the rest of the planet.
NSIDC has measured the 10 lowest winter sea ice extents in each of the last 10 years, with the lowest ever measured in 2011. At the beginning of April, scientists will release a detailed analysis of this year's winter sea ice conditions in the Arctic. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.